curiously, I have a bunch of clips that address this.
Oh, the
actually, if I had clipped more really? From this guy, I would have addressed it even better. But I got just too many clips. But let me. This guy's Bruce Gagnon, who is an ex young Republican turned radical progressive over the years, which is always interesting because you have these crazy perspectives. But here was the attention getter. This is a very short clip that got my attention where I had to say, wait a minute, I got to listen to what this guy's got to say.
This afternoon, I want to talk to you about the military industrial complex corporate criminal syndicate.
Perfect. John, now I just want the audience to know that at no point did you or I have any conversation about what I was going to discuss or what you were going to discuss. This is pure coincidence.
No, we do this routinely because we're essentially, it's just, this is what why the show is so good.
We're two hearts beating as one.
No, anything but that.
Sorry.
Okay, so this guy has this long speech where he goes on, and it went on for, I wish I could have just played the whole thing, but obviously I can't. So I'm going to bring out a few of his top, this will be a build up to a couple of zingers at the end, but play Gagnon 2.
Okie dokie.
But why? Why would the United States want to restart the Cold War with Russia? Why would we do that? Well, the only conclusion I can come to is because Russia has the world's largest supply of natural gas today and significant supplies of oil. And don't we know by now that the primary job of the Pentagon is to serve as the resource extraction service for corporate globalization?
So how long has he been listening to the show?
He's actually got – here's the problem with this guy. Now, this is – I see this with the progressive side. If you take the far right and the far left, they kind of meet each other in the middle, curiously, or actually not in the middle but in the back as they come around. And the problem, I'll tell you just – I don't have the clip of this, but when he finally summarizes what we can do to change things – his solution is to stop global warming and build high-speed rail. That is like, whoa.
No, you have to get those clips.
It was
That's funny.
Very verbose.
But he's right, of course. That is the answer to everything.
High-speed rail. So he's got a couple of theories that he brings up, and I'll try to just explain them as we go along. But play the offense clip part three.
Okay.
You know, Obama recently announced just a couple months ago a pivot of U.S. foreign and military policy into the Asian Pacific region. This is a part of a long-range plan that's been under development for some time. In 2001, the Washington Post reported in an article entitled "For the Pentagon, Asia Moving to the Forefront," that the U.S. was going to double its military presence in the Asia Pacific region. And as a result, you can imagine, the Pentagon will need more bases and more ports of call for its hugely expanding military in the Asia Pacific. Obama followed this announcement of the pivot by going to Australia, where he negotiated a deal to send 2,500 U.S. Marines to Darwin on the north coast of Australia. Had you heard that Australia was in danger of being invaded by anyone? And so we had to send in the U.S. Marines to protect them? No, of course not. This is not about defense whatsoever. It's about offense.
No, it's about sales.
Well, he explains it. He actually says that at some point, but we're going to go on because I got to get to these last two clips.
Yeah.
Play the encirclement of China, which is another one. These are all leading to the clips I'm going to that are the punchlines.
At the same time, the Obama administration is surrounding China with these missile defense systems, now putting ground-based launchers in Taiwan, in Japan, in South Korea, and just a few weeks ago announced that they would go into Okinawa. These Navy Aegis warships with missile defense systems on board are also going into Japan, South Korea, Australia, Guam, And Obama is negotiating with Vietnam, Singapore, the Philippines, and other countries in the region to move these warships into their countries, beginning this encirclement of China.
That's what I'm going to be thinking about this Memorial Day weekend. The encirclement of China.
Encirclement of China and Russia.
China.
So now we get to the meat of it. Now, this little ditty is the one that got me. He had two things to say in this whole speech that I thought were interesting. And the first strike clip is one of the two.
Each year, the Space Command annually war games a first strike attack on China, set in the year 2016. They call it the red team versus the blue team. China today has 20 nuclear missiles capable of hitting the west coast of the United States. And in this computer war game, the United States tries to take out those 20 Chinese nuclear missiles. The first weapon they use is the successor to the shuttle. You've heard the shuttle is being retired. And in its place is being developed the military space plane that would fly down from orbit, drop a devastating attack, both either conventional or nuclear weapons, bunker busters that go under the ground, try to take out China's underground missile silos. And then they follow on with other weapon systems in that first strike attack. But in the computer war game, China is able to fire a few of its nuclear missiles in a retaliatory strike. And it is then that these so-called missile defense systems, what we call missile offense systems, are used. Their job, take out the remaining retaliatory capability, giving the U.S. a successful first strike attack. And so after the first strike sword lunges into the heart of China or Russia, the missile defense shield is used to take out their remaining retaliatory capability. And so, of course, this is why Russia is saying we're going to have to withdraw from the New START treaty, because why do we want to reduce our numbers of nuclear weapons when you're surrounding us with missile offense systems? And China is saying that we're going to have to make our nuclear weapons survivable. And that's why they're buying submarines from Russia, so they can take their nuclear weapons and put them under the ocean where they can't be so easily taken out in a U.S. first strike attack.
Can I interject before you get to your to the big punchline?
Yeah.
So what showed up in the Federal Register? An amendment to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, the revision of U.S. Munitions List Category 15, and definition of defense service. So they changed some definitions. I'll just read this one little paragraph. As part of the president's export control reform effort, the Department of State proposes to amend the International Traffic in Arms Regulations to revise Category 15 to describe more precisely the articles warranting control by the USML. The definition of defense service is to be revised to, among other changes, specifically include the furnishings of assistance for spacecraft.
It's interesting.
How often have I said that there's space wars going on right now as we speak?
Well, actually, if you listen to this whole guy's speech, this whole speech from this person, he talks about this too, and he talks about the Space Command and all the rest of it. And there's a lot of stuff that, you know, he talks about how...
You remember the kid, the hacker, who found out that he saw the Pentagon computer where it talked about who was on-world and off-world?
Right.
The kid they wanted to extradite? This is real.
So anyway, eventually it always becomes about the money.
Yay!
No matter what you want to believe.
Yay!
And so we have clip six, which actually brings a lot of this, you know, he brings out the point that, you know, Obama, before he got elected, promised he's going to take down these Bush missile defense stuff.
Yeah, because they were old and outdated. We got to put in the new stuff.
Well, that's essentially what this clip tells us about. But this got a little another angle.
Well, just prior to the 2008 election. A very dear friend of mine in Maine, an old man by the name of Herschel Sternlieb, said to me, "Bruce, have you ever heard of the Crown family in Chicago?" And I said, "No." He said, "Go home and Google it, Crown, C-R-O-W-N. And so I did. And what I learned was that at the time of the election, the Crown family was the majority stockholders in General Dynamics Corporation that owns Bath Ironworks, where I live in Maine, that today is building these Navy Aegis destroyers with these so-called missile defense systems on board. And as it turned out, the Crown family collectively gave Obama $500,000 for his 2008 run for president. In fact, they also raised money for him within the military-industrial complex across the country. And so after the election was over and after Obama had won, Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazine reported that Obama received more campaign donations from the military-industrial complex than the right-wing war hawk John McCain did in that presidential election. The Crown family...
Because they believe in Barry. Because they love him. They think he's going to change everything, right?
Yeah. ...is also a Jewish family and raised money for Obama nationally within the Jewish community. So remember what I said early on. Soon after Obama became president, he announced that Bush's version of missile defense that was supposed to go into Poland and the Czech Republic would not be deployed. And instead, he moved forward with a different version that benefited the General Dynamics Corporation. The version that Bush wanted to deploy was a Boeing Lockheed Martin version of missile defense. The cost of the standard, what they call DDG-51, Navy Aegis destroyer, previously, has been $1.5 billion each. A lot of money. But a new version is now, for the first time, being built at Bath Ironworks. In fact, the Navy didn't want this ship because it's so expensive that they said it was going to harm their shipbuilding budget. But Obama said, no, you have to build it. And just a few weeks ago, Associated Press reported that this new high-tech version of Aegis destroyers will cost somewhere between $4 and $7 billion per ship. And so Obama clearly is rewarding the General Dynamics Corporation for helping to make him president of the United States of America.
Anyway, so how does he get from there to high-speed rail? I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, he goes on and on with these stories.
This is great. Where was this from? What was this on?
This was on Free Speech TV, hence the buzzing.
Do they not know grounding over there?
They have no idea what a ground loop is.
But Free Speech...